God's love. God loved us and he gave, and Jesus loved us and he gave, and we should love each other and we should give. Christmas is about loving, and loving is about giving. And so this Christmas, my encouragement to you is to make sure that you give a lot of love out. And, you know, it's just a good time of year to reaffirm who we are and what we stand for and what we believe, and, you know, cast aside some of the negative stuff that we've been harboring or carrying around for too long, and just get back in the business of loving others. Make sure you give love not only to God, not only to your loved ones, but also to those who have sinned against you. No person has sinned against you to the extent that they deserve death. And yet you have sinned against Christ to the extent that you do deserve death. But Jesus loved you so much that he paid the price for the sins that you committed against him. And he now asks that you pay the price for the sins committed against you. For the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned. And so he's not asking us too much when he asks us to forgive and to love people in the world. Before you give or receive any presents this Christmas, you should first receive the gift that God gave you. It just doesn't even make any sense to celebrate Christmas and to give gifts if you haven't even accepted the gift that he sent that started the whole thing. You should first receive the gift God gave you, his son, Jesus Christ. And then you should receive the gift Jesus gave you, and that was his life. And then after that, the first gift that you should give is you should give your life to Jesus. And then after that, go buy presents, receive presents, and do all those things. Then celebrate Christmas 2019. But for many people, the miracle of Christmas has just been snuffed out. Instead of Christmas being a time for loving and forgiving and giving and receiving, it's become a time of stress. And a time to stir up past disappointments and hurts. It's always surprises me how many people kind of fall into a state of doom and gloom during the happiest time of the year, the time of year that we celebrate the gift that Christ sent to us, and yet we're caught up in so many other things. Instead of a time of counting blessings and extending goodwill, it has become a time of counting what's missing in our lives. And yet the only thing that's ever truly missing from our lives is the thanksgiving that should be in our hearts. Don't let the enemy cast sorrow over your holiday. Don't cede that territory to him. Cast sorrow off with a spirit of thanksgiving. Let light shine forth from your heart. Be of good cheer, for God loves you, and Jesus loves you. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it says this, In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, that was something we were taught when we were little, and we were taught it so much that we almost made fun of it when we got older. Sometimes the things in this life that are truly worthy of celebrating are just not apparent to us. There are many people who cannot work with their hands. And I'm not talking about if a job is available or not. I'm talking about not having the ability to do a job. There are women who will never cook a meal for a child. There are men who will never fix something for their wife. And so while we count our curses, they would simply like to have the opportunity to use their hands. They would like to give a gift that genuinely came from their own work. So don't allow yourselves to get caught up with Christmas doom. break the back of a downcast spirit or downcast feelings. And the way you do that is you just put your hands to work. Write a letter to a friend. Call a cousin you haven't heard from in many years and wish him Merry Christmas. Take someone out for some hot chocolate. Sit down with your child and color a picture. Use your hands, your ability. Bring a gift of light to someone. And if you will purpose to give love, light will explode in your inner being. And you will experience the miracle of Christmas in your own life while giving it away to others. We are at the threshold of the year 2020. I know some young people don't think much of that, but for a guy like me, that's just a miracle in itself. Man, I didn't think the year 2000 was ever going to come. And then they told me when it was coming, the world was going to explode. And you know, I waited so long to hear that. And here we are in 2020. My hope is that you will determine to live the most that you have ever lived in 2020. To get up off of any bed of doom or gloom or sorrows or disappointments and just decide to live. But don't wait for the new year. Start now by following the pattern of God. Start now by following the pattern of Jesus. Start now by following the pattern of countless saints that have become before us. All who gave themselves over to this thing called love. My hope is that you will be determined to live the most that you've ever lived. To pass out the most love you've ever passed out. To forgive the most that you've ever forgiven. To hope more than you've ever hoped. And just to grab hold of the gifts that God has given to us. Don't wait for the new year. Start now by following the pattern of God. Start now by following the pattern of Jesus. Start now by following the pattern of countless saints before you, all who gave themselves in love. Don't wait. I am so happy to be able to have the life that I have, to be able to share the gospel every Sunday morning. And, you know, all over the world, people gather and celebrate Jesus, especially this time of year. And I just think it would be so great if we would just continue to celebrate all year long. This last year in 2019, we called it the YOTM, Year of the Meeting, the time when we were going to endeavor to come together and learn to love one another and to fellowship with one another and to build those bonds that were strong, because the fabric of our bonds are constantly being torn apart, not only in our society and in our churches, but in our homes, and it just keeps working its way down, and we just put a call out. Let's put a stop to it. While the world may be separating and fighting and fussing and hating and throwing eggs at each other, all those kinds of things, let's do something different. Here, let's build the bonds of love. Let's increase our sense of duty to one another. And yet I realize that the only way that can ever happen is if people individually decide to do that unilaterally and not wait for the other person. Because if you're always waiting for the other person to be sorry, if you're always waiting for the other person to come and mend the fence, if you're always waiting for the other person to come and put some wind under your wings, then we're always all waiting. And while we're disappointed. And so I just hope that this year is something that we'll do even more than we ever have in the past. And as you go through this Christmas season, I just really pray that you don't just do the humdrum thing, that you don't just do the normal thing. You can do all of that. But underneath of that, I hope there's something genuinely going on in your heart. You know, that you're letting thankfulness and the light that God has put on inside of you, you're giving it a place to come alive. Because the Lord knows that people in the world need Jesus so much. And He wants to show them who He is through us. Praise God. Father God, I thank you so much for this year. I thank you so much for this day. Father, thank you for every Christmas that comes, that we might pause to think about the gift that you gave to us. And Lord, where we have failed to recognize the bounty that you have provided for us, the goodness, the love for us, when we have failed to count the blessing or to be excited about the good fortunes that you've put at our disposal, Lord, help us this year that our eyes might be opened, first of all, to each other, to see the value of each and every person, and that we might genuinely care for one another. Lord, let our lights shine brightly this year, so bright that it draws people to you. May the world see your love by the love that we have for each other. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless you.